The Warriors wrapped up the regular season on the road, taking on the Jazz in Salt Lake City on Tuesday night, falling to Utah in the finale. And now Wednesday night action in the NBA will determine the final standings and just who the Warriors will face in the first round of the playoffs, with games 1 and 2 at Oracle Arena. This one in Utah, a rough night all around and a 119-79 loss to the Jazz. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
The message is go home tomorrow and get a day off and enjoy yourselves and get ready to play on Thursday. It'll be our first practice on Thursday. Get ready to play this weekend. I mean, it'll be our first meaningful game in about a month, and so I'm looking forward to that. We need the competitive spirit. We need the juice. We need the joy, and we haven't had much of that. And so we got to get right, and we got to get our minds right, and that's what I told them, just to go have a good day tomorrow.
Were you shocked by what happened today?
Surprised. I mean, I knew Utah was coming to play. I mean, they're just like everybody we've seen here the last couple weeks, other than Phoenix. You know, they're all trying to improve seeding. They're all trying to either make the playoffs or, you know, get home court or whatever. And so at this level in the NBA, I mean, everybody's talented. Everybody's good. So it's so competitive that if you don't bring the spirit and the life, you have no chance.
How do you worry about just like pride kicking in, though, like when you're down 43?
Well, yeah. But on the other hand, I didn't want anybody out there taking charges and diving into the stands with the playoffs starting in 5 days. We got our butts kicked. The Jazz were great. They've had a tremendous season. They're on an unbelievable run, and you can see they've got it. You know, they've got that defensive mindset, but I know we've got it too. You know, we're a championship team, and we've been to the finals 3 straight years. Our guys know how to do it, but it's hard. It's hard, and so we got to find a way to get our minds right and get our spirit. And playoffs are a whole different season. You know, we won 58 games, which most teams would kill for. For us, the expectations people have for us, it's a disappointment. None of that matters. In the end, it's what you do in the playoffs, and that's the test, that's the challenge, and we'll see what happens.